after this for us. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Nice to speak to you again.
And thank goodness you read the book rather than me. So John le Carré's Agent Running in the Field.
Yes, and I have to confess, this is the first time I've read John le Carré, because he's written a number of books and obviously got a huge following. But sadly, he died in December. And because I'd always been interested in how he spoke about his books, I thought, well, now is the time to finally get round to reading his book. And it's the latest, it's his last book, his last novel that we read, Agent Running in the Field. And the main character is Nat, who is reaching the end of his career working with Britain's secret intelligence service. He's only 47, but he's returned to London with his wife called Prue. But then he's told that there's a continuing threat from Moscow and his services are still required, and he's got an assignment, and it's to take over this particular group of spies. And I suppose the one outstanding character there is a young woman called Florence, who Nat recognises as somebody of interest, somebody who's got talent and flair. And at the same time as learning about his career, we also know about his hobby, his passion, I suppose, playing badminton. And the two worlds collide when he starts to play with Ed, who's a new member of his badminton club. So then you need to read on, really, because you've got to find out for yourself what happens to it. I don't want to put any spoilers there. But I have to confess that I'm really not very good at following shenanigans and double crossing and all that sort of thing. Even so, because that's really the basis of these books, I really loved it. The characterisation was great. The writing is just so poised and calm. There's a wry tone to it. It felt sort of statesmanlike, but then that's probably me bringing some knowledge of the author to the book. But there was real sort of, it takes you through the story without any fuss. You know, you felt you were in safe hands when you were reading it. And I think one of the things that I really liked too was the fact that it's all about double crossing. It's all about communication without words, really, reading people's body language, reading between the lines, because people may say one thing, but in fact, they mean another. Everybody's got a different agenda, and you're just trying to work out what that is and whether you're going to expose, whether they are going to be exposed or manipulated or enjoyed. So there is lots of going on with it, and I did really enjoy it. And also there was one other element to it, which is that it's quite contemporary. I wasn't expecting that, but it does refer to politics that we've experienced in the past couple of years, really, in America and Europe. And I did find that quite interesting. It's always quite exciting when you find that a book is quite new in that respect and refers to lives that we're living, I suppose. So it'll be interesting to read it in a few years' time and see what we think of it then.
Will you go back and read some of his other books? You know, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. They're all very famous, aren't they?
They are, and I think I will, because in fact, there was somebody who got in touch. It was John, who said he's a Le Carré fan, and he was talking about he's read all of the books, I think, and he said that he can still remember reading The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, which he read as a teenager, because of the twist in it. He said it felt as if the ground had been cut from beneath his feet, swept from beneath his feet. And I do like a good twist. So I think I will go and read some others. Yes, it's certainly great reading. So, yes, I'm just sorry I haven't read him before.
but think of that delight, that treat that is ahead of you now. Isn't that what's so lovely? To find someone who loves their books and then to know that you've got more of them to come.
That's right. And he's written about 25, I think. So I've got plenty in store there.
Plenty to go back to. Graham got in touch. He regularly gets in touch to talk about books. And he says, I always enjoyed John le Carré's books and was pleased when this was suggested. I enjoy his eloquent writing, his thorough knowledge and research, and his apparent familiarity with things that go on in the corridors of power. At the time of publication, his books have always seemed a very topical, addressing real issues, which is what you've said as well. Although great thrillers that make the reader wonder how things will resolve, they're often political commentaries on current affairs, expressing views that may not be to everyone's taste, as evident in Agent Running in the Field regarding Brexit. And he goes on to say, I like to reread his books. I wonder what this one will seem like in 20 years' time.
Oh, there we go.
Which is what you said. So, and you asked a couple of people, didn't you? Some people that you work with.
Yes. Well, there's Caroline, who actually works at Northgate School, and she asked her colleagues at the English department for their views on John le Carré. And you got quite a few responses. So there are a couple of people who felt that he writes for men. One said perhaps this is because of the genre and the time he was writing, but she found his books really interesting. And another said that there are some interesting female characters in his books, but they exist within a male-dominated environment. And the spy novels... they said you get a real sense of old-fashioned boys' club where everyone smoked Pall Malls and drank scotch by the bucket load. Plenty of bitterness, insecurity and betrayal. And somebody else said, I think his book showed that the boys' club of spying was pretty dysfunctional. But one person, last one, said when you compare Le Carré with more modern spy thrillers, they may seem pedestrian, but the devil is in the detail, shades of meaning rather than crash, bang, wallop, which is, I think that's what I enjoyed about it. It wasn't lots of violence. It wasn't aggression. It was, as she said, shades of meaning, very delicately, sensitively done and all undertones. And it was just brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
It's subtle, isn't it, as well?
That's it, yes.
Wasn't it John who was a bit cross about the fact that that he thought that someone in their 40s might not have been able to play as much badminton or something?
Yes. And it is funny how these things can sometimes prove a difficult point for an obstacle for us in our enjoyment of books sometimes. But he said that he played competitive badminton for many years, and it was always the best of three games, which was always quite enough because it was such a tiring, taxing game. And he said that Nat playing seven games of singles badminton was just very unlikely. It would have been too tiring.
Is it, as you say, it's just that little bit of knowledge, isn't it? So it gets your thumbs up then. John Le Carré's Agent Running in the Field. So what are we going to...